Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. Ladies' man's right there in front of us. And we all know the master entering stage, right? Good morning, Bubba. It's Friday morning. How are we doing today?
Listen, I'm offset. I'm literally letting him know with a single hand wave, hey, buddy, how's it going, without speaking out loud verbally.
One finger in the air is not a hand wave.
That you are alive. And all I get from this guy is looking like a tourist watching his family ship off to sea. Are you kidding me?
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Morning, Bub. It's Friday morning. How are we doing today, man?
Hey, man, doing really good so far. As you guys are seeing it, this is the Ford GTX1 that we have been discussing for a super long time. As you guys see, the car is completed. It is an absolute animal, just over 750 horsepower, factory supercharged. This thing is a beast, and let me tell you, now it looks really good.
We're going to talk a little bit about it, Bub. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you shop our online catalog.
What are they going to ship to us?
If you shop our online catalog, ladies and gentlemen, we'll ship you the parts. 20,000 parts out there. Biggest names, Extreme Dimension, Carbon Creation, Steeda, Watson Racing, Bub, Nitto Tire, American Racing. It's all out there, my friend.
Yeah, man.
It sure is.
Anything and everything. Some of the hottest products available for your rides. Everything that was debuted at SEMA 17. All flying off the shelves now. I'm telling you, everything for Jeeps, for Mustangs, for the stuff that we have, literally one-off exclusivity from the guys at Rough Country. Some of the products, their Vertex Series shocks, those things are absolute animals. If you want to get out there and do that extreme off-roading, the on-road driving, or the heavy rock crawling, anything and everything you can imagine, the Rough Country products, the Extreme Dimensions, the Carbon Creations, the Duraflex, trust me, we have incredible products out there, great, great quality.
Best
and
prices.
Every one of those pieces are getting hand-built and installed here at BEM, so the quality is there.
It's right there, Bub. Want to say good morning to Miss Outlaw Boutique. If you're, ladies, if you're into the very it's just more fashionable than anything. Check her out online, MissOutlawBoutique.com. Right? It's MissOutlawBoutique.com, right?
Yes.
That's correct.
Online, been that way for 5 years.
They has what? Been that way for 5 years. That's right.
You've somehow started forgetting.
Exactly. Bub, do you want to remind everybody, don't forget the new American Chopper comes out Monday night. 3 days left, Bub.
That's right. May 28th.
That's right. May 28th, Bub. Cannot wait. It's 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 10 p.m. Discovery Channel, May 28th. That will be the season debut, and that is going to be an incredible time.
It's going to be a great time. I'm going to have Senior call in to talk about it on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing it Bubba style, tomorrow morning, 9 to 10 a.m. Stay tuned. We'll get him on the phone. Bub, I want to say before we jump into this segment with this supercar, good morning to Aaron Hagar and his whole crew. They're out filming Rat Runner's Garage today.
That's
where
right.
were they yesterday, Bub? Tell everybody
they
where
they were. They were at, Laguna Seca Speedway, correct?
That's right.
They were out there just ripping it up in freaking crazy Nissan. Man, and having a great time. Hey, doing full laps in 144, that's pretty insane.
Man, that's really, really cool. Isn't
that's
that,
moving.
That Nissan, I didn't know Nissan was that deep into the motorsports.
Yeah, they're pretty solid.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That gave me when Aaron was sending us pictures from over there from Laguna Seca and the cars that they were doing. One of one in the world.
That's right.
This car has been with you about a year and a half, 2 years now. It's been a very, very extensive build. This was a Gnadi conversion that was done absolutely horribly. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
What you originally thought was going to take just a few months to get done has wound up taking you a year and a half of absolute craftsmanship, ladies and gentlemen. This car was completely apart in its entirety. Every panel was off this car. Everything has been repainted. Everything has been realigned. Everything has been built properly now. So, Bub, take us through, for example, yesterday when you were assembling the rear hatch assembly, what you learned or what you came across with just the cables alone.
Well, you know, it's, one of the things that you notice in the industry is there's a lot of guys out there that you
supposed
know,
to be professionals.
They want to do the work and they want to come up with something, you know, maybe an incredible idea, maybe a design. But it's not so often that you see those 100%. You know, sometimes you get them at 90%, 92%. Just never 100. You'll never have something that is exactly like, man, you know what? I could see Ford producing that product, right? You don't see it. And in this case, I'm referring to Ford in general, just because that's what the car is made off of. But it goes with everything. Like if there are guys that do, you know, custom GM parts or custom, you know, Lamborghini parts, Ferrari parts or Audi parts, or sometimes you get stuff out of the box or sometimes you come up with a design or a mold and it's that 90% range. It's just not that 100. And to me, us, everyone here at BEM, we shoot for 100 every time. That just is pure the way it has to be. The quality has to be right.
Yes.
The gaps have to be right. Your panel alignment has to be right. There can't be rubbing. There can't be scrubbing. There can't be shaking. There can't be vibrating or rattling. There can't be anything else going on other than pure perfection. So when you're getting in that ride, whether it's stock, whether it's fully modded, you're getting into a ride that is going to be turnkey, exactly like if you went into a dealership and purchased it right off the floor, zero flaws,
this
zero
car
hiccups.
Bub is a $600,000 car. It was far from it at every level. The rear hatch canopy that was cut so for a fiberglass window insert, horrible, bub. The top that was made, horrible. You had to go back and remake the whole target top for this car. The original doors, bub, show us how the original doors on these cars fit at one time.
So originally with these cars, when you get them, the factory door, let me pull the key out so it's not just dinging the whole time. The factory key, or the not the factory key, the factory doors actually had literally the letter, almost the shape of a D, that came off and in towards the center overhead of the car, almost as if when you would open the doors, like a T-top came out with it.
Correct.
Well, that was initially the design of these Targa-style conversions, the X1 conversions, was to create not a one-piece top, but create a true T-top assembly. Some guys did it with only T-tops, where it would just be they'd cut them here, they would leave the rest of the design, and it would literally just be that T-top that was removable right here. Super easy, quicker design than any. This one was taken all the way. This was completely cut in half here. The roof of the car was completely cut and sectioned all the way across the center, which then leads you into your entire deck lid hatch. So you get into the rear portion. All of this is custom molded carbon and glass. So it is a lot of body working, a lot of hand working to get this thing to happen. When you go from that original design of what Ford naturally produced, which by the way was 100%, not 70, maybe 75, and that's what this thing was when it got to us at BEM. We finally got through this thing. Every piece, every panel, as you just mentioned, was taken off of this car. It was all gone through, all modded, all cut to fit. So it took a lot of hours, hundreds of hours, into getting this thing prepped, not only just from a panel alignment, from a fitment, and from a perfection standpoint, but then you get into the paint and body side. So this thing already had a couple different sets of paint going on it, the original color, plus when it was converted to yellow.
Match, Bob.
Didn't match at all, and then you get into the fact that now you need to start taking that material down because it was already popping up from the bottom side. There's very low mileage on it. It's not like there isn't any crazy mileage on the car or any big issues like that, but you would have to go through and strip all of that down to bare, whether it be aluminum, whether it be fiberglass, whether it be carbon, to get it down to a prep surface where you can then seal it properly for whatever you're working with as a base coat. And then you can lay down your base coats, your yellows, your blacks for the stripes, your clear coat, and then do your final wet sanding and buffing.
Now, Bub, what I'm doing is I'm holding the camera for the audience around the world to see the beauty of the front end and the way you've painted it. The stripes are stunning. We do have a headlight that's out. Let's talk a little bit about that. This fender over here was also damaged, Bub, so you had to remove the headlight to fix the damage that ran down into this area here.
Yeah, so that that entire front end is, everything was off the front end of this car, all pieces, everything's been put back on, it is all painted. We are waiting for that headlight to come in right now from Ford. You stick that thing in here, plug it in, and it's ready to go.
Bub, talk us through, we'll walk back for the audience to see, can you please talk us through a little bit of the rear modifications that have been done to this GTX1 in the rear hatch assembly?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of custom pieces over the engine. There's actually a center portion. This is almost like an early model ZR1 style Corvette where that came mass production from General Motors. You can actually see the supercharger housing itself, the main unit sitting on top of that motor. This centrifugal style is a beautiful setup, looks really good. I'm sorry, a root style setup on here that does look really good. We have a Lexan glass that goes in the center of that, so you can visibly see that thing all the time when the car is running.
And Bub, how about some of the other trunk modifications that have been done to this, rear end modifications have been done?
Well, it's just been a lot, man. It's, you know, hand-molded diffusers, all of the hand-molding on the rear quarters, everything that is on the rear end of this car has been completely remodded with literally the exception of a center piece of the rear bumper. All of the body lines, the gaps, the panels, everything was custom molded, custom fitted, so that it does have quarter-inch gaps everywhere, no clearance issues, no rubbing, nothing at all.
Bub, let's talk a little bit, if we could, please, about the rear bumper area, if we could, please, or where it meets the hatch. Can you point out some of those lines there, Bub? I'd like the audience to see kind of the way, how particular you are, starting right behind the air intake here with the body line and the way you kept the width all the way the same around the body, which it was not when it came in.
Well, so initially when this car was built, when Ford built these cars, they built them to be, of course, that 100% perfection we talked about. When this kit was starting to be converted by Ginetti Design, of course it wasn't finished in its entirety and it was rubbing and scrubbing everywhere. All of the side C-scoops, every one of these pieces was hitting all across the top. on the rear engine cover. Everything was rubbing. There was paint that was missing. It was terribly designed. So we have to go through all of those pieces and literally hand fit and mold every component so that your gaps are the same. But the door to the body, from the body to the engine cover to C-scoop, C-scoop to rocker, rocker to engine. Then also you have your quarter panel to your rear bumper. So it is, every piece has to literally go from one starting point back out top, bottom, whichever way you need to go, but every piece has to be dead on.
And as we can see, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll point right to the body line, right behind the C-scoop, Bub, right there, you can see the width of where Bub's fingers are. Now, if he walks towards the rear tire, Bub, if you'll come back towards the rear tire for me, please, and follow it, there it is, you'll see that body line is now the exact same in width as the body line of the hatch cover to the body behind the C-scoop. This is the kind of quality that Bub brings into everything he builds here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And it doesn't matter, Bub, whether it's a Toyota, it doesn't matter if it's a one-off supercar. The fact is, it all has to be done properly.
That's right.
And Bub, what do we have left to do on this thing? Let's share with the audience what we have left to do on it before they see the final pictures of it next week.
So right now we're down to installing the right front headlight and doing the final wet sand and buff on the entire car. We've already done one out of the paint shop. Now we are going to go over and do a full final polish of this thing and then do a hand glaze from there. Let's see, we're down to that, and we're down to full cleanup, full detailing, install the Lexan cover over the engine bay. And that's about it. She's tuned. She's ready to go. It's mechanically done. Upholstery's done. So she's about ready.
On tomorrow's show, Bub, doing it Bubba style from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be talking, amongst other things, supercars, Bub.
Yep.
It's going to be a great show. We're also going to include in that supercar category the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 911 GT3 conversion and the BEM GT4 conversion as well. Both very hard modifications, man.
Yeah.
And some of the things you've come upon in these conversion kits, it's not that simple. And they're asking you to omit parts, which you're not okay with.
No, you know, it's when you're doing these types of mods, you know, and we'll show that off when we do the GT3 conversion on the Porsche. When you're doing these mods, you don't want to do it in a way where you just, like I mentioned earlier, you just hack something off if it doesn't work. That's not the way it's supposed to go. You need to be able to take whatever your future mod or goal is and incorporate that into what the designers originally would have done. So that is a quality fit and finish when it is finished. So you're looking at this product that doesn't look like, oh, well, they did all these mods, so you can see exactly what they did or how they did it or how it was done. You know, that's not what you want. So you got to take your time and do it step by step.
We're also going to open the phones to everybody tomorrow. It's 714-242-5166. 714-242-5166. We're going to hold guests off this weekend, Bub, because we want to be able to focus on just you and I talking a little bit. Next week is going to be a great show with Rich McDonald from Superformance. We are also going to have Matt DeAndrea back to join us again, the co-host with Adam Carolla of CarCast. And we're going to tie BEM and those two individuals in with Superformance, Shelby Cars, and all of that, Bub.
That's right.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Monday, we are going to physically show everybody the BEM supercars that are being built right here.
Yeah, I think Monday we'll actually show off a sneak peek of that GT3 conversion, but also that Fabspeed Motorsports full titanium polished exhaust system. Hey, 6 weeks in production, it finally shows up.
Yeah, but Bub, you built your exhaust system on that car in about one day.
I did, and I'm going to take it and throw it right in the trash.
All right, Bub. And one other thing, Bub, can you give us an update on the Hellion Twin Turbo 2018 5-liter Mustang?
Hey, all you got to do, go to Instagram, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You'll see that thing going sneak peeks up today. You will see some of the uploads from that car. Stay tuned. There's going to be a lot of updates to that thing, all the carbon fiber, the custom painting, the twin turbo conversion, the upholstery, the suspension mods. I'll tell you what. Might be the next SEMA winner right there.
Bub, one of the things that happened when that car arrived here from Lebanon Ford in Ohio, it just wouldn't run. Mm-hmm. And I'm not calling anybody out or saying anything negative. You had to get into it. Were you able to fix the problem?
Oh, yeah. The tune's good to go on the car, so we're laying down just at that 700 mark at the tire, which is pretty solid, man, pretty respectable. Pump gas, twin turbo, 7 pounds. So it's going to be really reliable for the client, not going to hurt his motor. He can take it out and run it as hard as he wants. And again, if he wants to bump that up more, we go deeper.
Will we be seeing that car featured here?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right on. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style, Bub. We'll be seeing everybody on tomorrow's show, correct?
Yep.
Until tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it Bubba Style.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. If we can, man, you can do something good to help somebody out every day. Doesn't matter how bad your day is. Let's open the door.